Okay, we're beginning here on the top of Yud Dalet Amud Aleph with the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins with Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Mimayim Shel Kohanim, Lo Nimne'um Lisrof Et HaBasar Shenitma BeVlada Tuma, Him HaBasar Shenitma BeAva Tuma. That the Kohanim, when it came to eliminating, to removing the Tuma'ah, they were not careful about what they burned together. And therefore, they were willing to burn things that are items that were Tamei because they had come in contact with a Vlada Tuma. Vlada Tuma is a Rishon Lituma. So this is an item that had come into contact with a Rishon Lituma. In Basar, Shinjama Avatuma. With meat that had been Tamei from an Avatuma, which makes the meat or this item that's Tamei a Rishon Lituma. So based on what we have in front of us in the Mishnah, then they did not worry about the fact that they were burning something that was a Rishon Lituma with something that was a Sheni Lituma. Afopi Shemosifim Tuma Al Tumato. Even though by burning them together, you are elevating the level of Tuma that is associated with the item that is less Tamei when we started out. Hosif Rabbi Akiva Amar. So Rabbi Akiva comes and says something even more, which is, Mitimayam Shel Kohanim Lo Nimne Umilad Likshel Shemen Shenifsal B'Tful Yom. That the Kohanim did not hold back from burning Shemen, oil, Shenifsal B'Tful Yom. That was Pasul by Tful Yom. Tful Yom is a Sheni the Tuma. It's a second level of Tuma. And here, since it's Pasul, which means that the next level, Shlishi Lituma, is the end, that's only tried by Truma. So you're talking about Shemen Shel Truma, that is a now a Shlishi Lituma. B'ner, Shinitva, B'tamei Meit. With a Ner, a lamp, that was Tamei because it came into contact with the Tamei Meit. A Tamei Meit is an Avatuma. You come into contact with it, then you are Rishon Lituma. So the Kohanim were willing to take Shemen, that was a Shlishi Lituma, and burn it or eliminate it together with something that was a Rishon Lituma. Afopi Shemosim Tuma Al Tumato. Despite the fact that they were adding Tuma when they put them together. Amar Rabbi Meir Midivrahem Lamadnu. From their words, and here we don't know what he's referring to. Whose words is he referring to? Shesofim Tuma Teora Imat Meya BePesach. When it comes to Biur Chametz on Erev Pesach, where there is an obligation to eliminate the chametz, then we don't worry about the fact that when it comes to the elimination of that chametz, that you're mixing together truma tehora and truma tmeya. Because just like we see in the Mishnah, which was our assumption of what he's saying here, is that you can take tuma and upgrade the level of tuma that we're talking about here in the process of eliminating it. So to over here, in the process of doing bir chametz, eliminating it, we don't worry about the tuma. And Rabbi Yossi, Enohi Ma'amida. It's not the same thing. The case you are stating is not parallel with the cases that we stated before. Omodim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Shesofim, Zola Atzma, Vizola Atzma. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yoshua both agree that when it comes to Trumat Me'ah and Trumat Tehora, that you have to keep them separate when it comes to burning them. Amai Nechluku. So where is the Machloket? Al Tluya, Al Hat Me'ah. The case where you have Tmeya, that which is Tamei to eliminate, Truma Tmeya, and Alat Tluya is Truma that has a Safek Tuma about it. Shevelez Omer, Tisarev Zula Atzma, Vezula Atzma. He believes that they should still be kept separate, since Tmeya is Vadai Tamei, whereas Tluya is only Safek Tamei. Rabbi Shua Omer, Shtein Kachat, that you can put them both together because they're both within the world of Tuma. One is Vadai Tamei, and one of them is Safek Tamei. Now the Gemara is going to break down the Mishnah. And now it's going to deal with the first problem in our Mishnah, which is, in the statement of the Tanakhama of Reb Chanina Skana Kohanim, what is the Chiddush here that you're allowed to burn together something that was Tamei Bevlada Tuma and something that was Tamei Be'ava Tuma? Because in the end, there is no upgrade of Tuma. Mechte. Basar Shenitma Bevlada Tuma. You're talking about flesh, basar, that was tamei, bivlada tuma. Vlada tuma is a rishon the tuma, so it came into contact with a rishon the tuma, so it itself is a sheni tuma, my havi. So what's the level of something that comes into contact with a rishon the tuma? It's a sheni. Kisarif le bahadi basar shnitma ba'avatuma. If it's going to burn it together with something that came into contact with an avatuma, basar that comes into contact with an avatuma, avatuma, the basar which comes into contact with that avatuma is a rishon lituma. So now, if you burn something together with a rishon lituma, it makes the object into a sheni lituma. So here, when you come into contact with that basar, my havi, what level would you create? Sheni. Sheni v'shenihu. When you started out, the basar was a sheni lituma, and when you burn it together with the item that has a higher level of Tumah, it can only make it into a Sheni LeTumah. So there's no upgrade of Tumah here. There's no Hosafat Tumah over here. You're simply the same level as it was before. My Mosif Lo Tumah, Tumato Ika. What example of addition of Tumah is this when you burn these two items together? Amar Rav Yehuda Hacha Bevlad Vlad Askinan. So here we have an Ukimto in the Mishnah. In order to make some sense out of the Mishnah, then we say that the object came to contact with a Vlada Tumah. Vlada Tumah sometimes means a Rishon Tumah, or Vlada Tumah sometimes means anything within that world that is Rishon and below. So over here, Vlad doesn't necessarily mean the Vlada Tumah, the absolute category of Rishon Tumah, but rather Vlada Tumah, the broader aspects of Tumah, which is anything that's Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, all of those. And over here, we're referring to a Sheni LeTumah. So what happened here is it comes into a contact with a Sheni LeTumah, Davi Shlishi. When the Basar comes into contact with it, it itself becomes a Shlishi LeTumah. V'kasavar Shlishi Mutar LaSoto Sheni. And because now you actually have something changing here, because the Tanakhama is saying that you can take this Shlishi LeTumah and upgrade it, I use that term loosely, upgrade it in quotes, to a Sheni LeTumah, and we don't worry about it because it's in the process of elimination of the Tumah. So here you're trying to eliminate Tumah, you have to burn it because the Kodeshim that are Tameh, you have to eliminate. Here you have Basar as a Shlishi LeTumah, you have Basar that's a Rishon LeTumah, and you burn them together. The Rishon LeTumah, when it comes into contact with the Shlishi LeTumah, it elevates it, it upgrades it to a Sheni LeTumah. So despite the fact that you're increasing the level of Tumah of that object, we say it's fine, you can put them together and burn them together, since in the end they're going to leave Srefa, they're going to be eliminated entirely. Therefore, we don't worry about the fact that in the interim, it is having this upgrade of Tumah. That's how you would explain the position of the Tanakhama. Now the Gemara asks a technical question here, which is, Va'ein Ocho Metame Ocho. We have a problem because in the conveyance in Tumah, food cannot convey Tumah to other food. The only way to pass Tumah is for the object to pass with other objects or whatever is an Avatumah down to a Rishon LeTumah. That Rishon LeTumah, if it's Ochel, then in order for it to pass to a Sheni LeTumah, it cannot pass it to another solid object, a piece of food, but rather has to move through a liquid. So here, the problem is that you're talking about Basar and Basar. You're talking about flesh and flesh. So when flesh comes into contact with other flesh, there's no problem of a conveyance of Tumah. It doesn't matter that one's a Rishon and one's a Shlishi. The Rishon can't convey Tumah to the Shlishi LeTumah because there is no conveyance of Tumah from Ochel to Ochel. The Tanya, Yochel Yehi Ochel Metame Ochel, I would think there's a possibility of the conveyance of Tumah from a food, solid food item, to another solid food item, Tamalomar, Chiyutan Mayim Azera, V'nafal Minivletam Alav Tamehu. So, Hu Tameh, V'nosek Yotze Bo Tameh. That this is talking about Heksher the Kabo Tumah, when liquid comes upon this object, on the Zera, that primes it, prepares it to be Mekabo Tumah. And then when a family of Tamalav, then one of the Nevelot touches it, and Nevelah, which is Rav Tumah, touches it, Tamehu, that Zera, that Ochel becomes Tameh. The Gemara, or the Braita here, shows the Diok, the Limud is Tamehu. It is Mekabel Tumah, it accepts Tumah, Veno Sekiyotzibel Tameh, but it does not convey Tumah. So because of that, we have a Limud from the Pasuk that you cannot convey Tumah from Ochel to Ochel. Gemara says, Anichol da Abaye, we can solve this problem. We can understand this Mishnah according to Abaye, Damar lo shanu elo bichulin. That's only true when you're talking about non-Kodesh items or non-Truma items. Abal b'Truma v'Kodoshim o Sekiyotzibel. That this din only has application by Chulin. When it comes to Truma and Kodoshim, then there is the conveyance of Tumah even with the same type of object. That means from Ochel to Ochel, there would be conveyance of Tumah. Why that happens, we'll get to a little bit in the Gemara. Rashi claims it's because of the way that we learn from the Pasuk in the Chagai, which again we'll get to. Whereas Tosafot believes that it doesn't come out of that Pasuk, but rather it comes out of the Pasuk Mi Ubasar Shigah B'chol Tamei Lo Yochal. Machloket here about what the exact source of this differentiation is, but assuming that Abaye is right in that assumption, then we can solve our problem here. Because the limud that we're talking about, that will be relegated to Chulin. Our Mishnah is talking about a case of Kodashim. We're talking about Basar Kodashim. Basar Kodashim, you can convey Tumah from Ochel to Ochel. Uli Rav Adar Ba'ava, Mishmei Durava, Nami, who is a different opinion, who argues on Abaye, Damar Lo Shanu Elo Chulin U'Trumah, that this Pasuk that we just learned out, that tells you cannot convey from Ochel to Ochel, applies both to Chulin and to Trumah. So again, still in Kodoshim, that's an exception to the rule. And so our Mishnah is that exception because it's Kodoshim, and therefore you can have conveyance of Tumah from Ochel Docha. The one person who has the problem is Ravina Mishmei de Rava. Ravina Mishmei de Rava, Damar Mikra Malei Dibera Katuv. The Pasuk spoke, and it never qualified its statement. So what does that mean? Loshna Chulin, Loshna Tumah, Loshna Kodoshim. Doesn't matter what the type of Tumah or what level the object is, whether it's Chulin, Tumah, or Kodoshim. It equally applies the din of this pasuk, which is that you cannot convey tumah from ochel to ochel. If that's the case, how do we explain our Mishnah? So, eno oser ki yotzebo. You cannot have ochel pass tumah to another object that is ochel. So, ma ikah demeimar. So, how are you going to explain our Mishnah then? What's the case over here? Deika mashkim b'hadei basar. That there's a liquid on top of the flesh. Dekametamei machmat mashkim. So, the liquid on top of the basar is actually what's causing the conveyance of tumah. So here, where you have a piece of basar, say for instance, you have meat with a liquid, a gravy on top of it, that meat with the gravy on top of it comes into contact with an avatumah. That avatumah makes the basar, including the liquid with it, into a rishon letumah. The other piece of meat that you have here came into contact with the sheni letumah, so it's a shlishi letumah. So now you have a rishon letumah coming into contact with a shlishi letumah. As far as the basar to the basar, there is no conveyance of tumah. But the liquid that's on top of the basar, that can convey tumah, and that can convey the tumah to the shlishi the tumah. And that's what they're speaking about here. Talk about a piece of basar that had a liquid on it, and the tumah is being conveyed through the liquid, not from basar to basar directly. Now, it's not that it passes from the basar to the liquid and liquid to the basar, because then it wouldn't matter again. Then you'd have the basar be rishon, the liquid is sheni, and the other basar shlishi, which it's already wouldn't have been an elevation of the level of tumah. But rather, the case is where the liquid and the basar together are a rishon the tumah. And then that liquid can convey that tumah to the other piece of meat, so that it would elevate it to a, or upgrade it to a shein the tumah. Where it says, if that's the way you're setting up the case here, hai im habasar shnitmah ba'avatumah, our Mishnah says this is talking about basar that came into contact with avatumah, it should be im habasaru mashkim mi ba'ilei. It should be more exact, which is that it should be flesh with the liquid on it that came into contact with an avatumah. So if that's the case, if he doesn't mention liquid in our Mishnah, then why are you adding that into the picture? That's not what's described in the Mishnah. What's described in the Mishnah is simply basar and basar. Ela, nehi de'ein ochel metame ochel mid'oraita, that which we said before, which is from the pasuk, we see that you cannot have a conveyance of tumah from a food item to a solid food item to another solid food item. That is the din minatorah. Of a midrabanan, mio mitamei. Midrabanan, they were guzer. They instituted that ochel would be mitamei ochel. Ochel will convey tumah to other ochel. So therefore, in our Mishnah now, the way we'd be reading this according to the Tanakama is that you have a rishon the tumah that is being burnt together with a shlishi the tumah and upgrading it to a sheni the tumah. But that upgrade or that moving of the shlishi the tumah to a sheni the tumah is only a movement midrabanan. It's an upgrading or an elevating of the level of tumah midrabanan, because according to the Torah, the basar that's a rishon will not have any impact on the basar to shlishi, because there's no conveyance of tumah from ochel to ochel. But midrabanan, there is such a concept of conveyance of tumah mi ochel to ochel, and therefore our Mishnah is not about that case. You're allowed to burn the basar that's a rishon to tumah together with the basar that's a shlishi to tumah, even though that will make the basar that's a shlishi the tumah up to a sheni the tumah, increase its level of tumah midirabanan on a rabbinic basis. Nevertheless, we permit you, or they were permitted, to burn them together. Now, the problem with the adjustment here, or the problem with what we just did with our Mishnah, is we just made the case of the Tanakama, a case where you mix together a rishon the tumah with a shlishi the tumah. Now, that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said in his case in the Mishnah. Yet, Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah says, Hosif Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva added something to the Tanakama. Well, now that we've readjusted or reworded what we thought the Tanakama said, we actually now turned out to make the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva identical. If that's the case, then what is the Mosif Rabbi Akiva over here? So, Hosif Rabbi Akiva, Miyamem Shokwanim, Lo Nimnum Ladik, Michte, Shemen Shenifsval B'Tvul Yom. If you have Shemen that became Tamei with a Tvul Yom, a Tvul Yom is a Sheni Lituma. So that means that shemen, oil, that it came into contact with a tful yom, now is a shlishi the tumah. We're talking about a third level of tumah. So my havi, shlishi, that's a third level tumah. V'chi madik leben ner, and now he puts into a lamp, shenitma b'tamei mate. That came into contact that someone was a tamei mate. A tamei mate is an ava tumah. That makes the lamp itself is a rishon le tumah. So my havi. So if you have a lamp that's a Rishon Tuma, and you put into it Shemen that's a Shlishi Tuma, what do you end up with? You end up with a Sheni Tuma, my Kamash Balan. So what's Rabbi Akiva teaching us? Shlishi Mutar Lasoto Sheni? Then you can take a third level Tuma and upgrade it to a second level Tuma. Hainuach. That's exactly what you said, the Tana Kama said. So what does it mean, Mosi, for Rabbi Akiva? What's Rabbi Akiva adding over here if that's exactly what the Tana Kama is saying? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Hocha, Bener, Shel Matechet Askinon. Over here we're speaking about a lamp that is made out of metal. Why does it make a difference if it's a lamp made out of metal? Because of a limud with regards to Tumat Amet. The Rachman Amar. Torah says, Shem says, Bachalal Cherev. So this is a phrase that's found in Pashat Chukat. And there, Bachalal Cherev, Halal is a corpse that was created by a Cherev. Through a sword. So the Gemara has a drasha on that, which is cherev harihu kechalal, that the sword has the same status as the halal, as the corpse itself. So the corpse itself is what we call avi avota tuma, the highest level of tuma. It's the avi avota tuma. When a person comes into contact with a corpse, they become an av hatuma. They become an avatuma because the corpse itself is what we call avi avota tuma, the highest level, the grandfather of tuma. And then it drops down a level to the person who comes in contact with him, and they become an Ava Tuma. That dropping down a level of Tuma, which is a function basically of all Tuma, the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Kama asks this question. The Gemara wants to know about Toladot. When we have the Gemara in Shabbat asks the question also, when you have a Tolada, what's the relationship between a Tolada and an Av? You have something that's an Av, and then a Tolada is something that's a derivative. When you have a derivative, does it mean that Toladotehem ki yotze behem? That the derivative is same as the Av itself, as the father itself, or do we say Toldotehem Lav Kayotze Behem, that the derivative is not like the Av, the conveyor or the purveyor. So the Gemara there in Baba Kama says that what is the din? And the Gemara says brings an example of Tuma. And it says by Tuma Toldotehem Lav Kayotze Behem. When it comes to Tuma, it's clear that the derivative is not like the source. Whenever an object is a derivative in Tuma, it's always a step down. It's a step down in Tuma. So if you come into contact to an Ava Tuma, then that object becomes a Rishon. You come into contact with a Rishon, that makes that object the derivative of Sheni. Come into contact with a Sheni, the derivative is a Shlishi. So whenever you're talking about Tuma, Toldotehem, Lav Kayotze Ben. It means anytime you come into contact with something, automatically the object that's conveying the Tuma conveys Tuma to the other object that is a step down, a level down in Tuma. The exception to that is what we have here in this pasuk, which is cherev harehu kechalal. That metal is the exception to this. Metal that comes into contact with a corpse retains the same level as tuma as the corpse itself. So that means cherev, the object that's used to kill the individual, and the corpse that is killed by the metal, they have the same status. And that's what's being said, or that's the drasha of the pasuk. So just like the corpse is an avi avoto tuma, so too the cherev. The sword that is used to kill that individual to make the corpse has that same level, and it's an avi avota tuma. Same is true one level down, which is someone who's an avat tuma that comes into contact with metal. The metal will retain that level and will be an avat tuma. It will not drop down a level. It will then and become a rishon tuma like in a normal case, but it will actually stay on that same level and be an av hatuma. So that is the drusha from cherev harehu kechalal. That metal maintains the same level of tuma as the object that is conveying to it the Tumah. Tosafot, and Daf Bet Amud Bet in Baba Kama, Tap Tosafot over there says, how can the Gemara say, Todotehem, Lav Kiyotze Behem? Here's a case where we see in Tumah, Todotehem, are Kiyotze Behem. Here's a derivative that is the same as the purveyor, the conveyor of Tumah. So how come the Gemara says it's for sure, Todotehem, Lav Kiyotze Behem? The Tosafot over there says, you know what? Even though the cherev, even though the metal here maintains the same level as tuma as the object that it touches, there's one difference between them. The one difference between them is, can a cherev create another cherev? And the answer is no. Metal that comes into contact with a corpse, that metal maintains the same level of tuma as the corpse. The corpse is an avi avota tuma, the metal itself is avi avota tuma. That sword now, that's an avi avota tuma, if another piece of metal comes into contact with it, it will not be, again, cherev harehu kechalal. Because it's a derivative. And the derivative, while it maintains the same level of Tuma, doesn't have the power to recreate itself. It doesn't have the power to create Cherev Harehu Kechalal. And therefore, it's Toldotehem, Lav Kiyotze Behem. Even in the case here where you have a derivative, the derivative is different than the source. The source can create Tuma that it's on its same level. the cherev, the metal that comes into contact with the corpse, it cannot convey tuma at its same level. Automatically, if it comes into contact with something else, the tuma will drop down a level. So that's why we always say, by tuma, todehem lav kiyotzebehem. It does not, cannot replicate itself. Tuma can never, as a derivative, replicate itself exactly. So now, what does that do here? In our case here, if we're talking about a lamp that is made out of metal, we just said before that the lamp came into contact with the avha tuma. So in coming into contact with an avha tuma, the metal lamp is therefore the same level of tuma as an avha tuma, and it remains an avha tuma. So now, what do I have in my mix here? I have shemen, that is a shlishi de tuma. Shemen that came into contact with the tvu yom was a sheni de tuma, and that was a shlishi de tuma. Now it's being put together, put into a lamp, or burnt inside of a lamp that is an avha tuma, not a rishon de tuma. And that's what Rabbi Akiva is mosif. Rabbi Akiva is saying, kasava shlishi mutar lasoto rishon. At a third level of Tuma, not only can you upgrade it to a Shein L'Tuma, you can even upgrade it all the way up to a Rishon L'Tuma. Because here, when you're putting this Shemen, that is a Shlishi L'Tuma, into the lamp, that is metal, which is an Ava Tuma, then the Shemen that comes in contact with the lamp becomes a Rishon L'Tuma. So that's what Mosif Rabbi Akiva is. Rabbi Akiva was Mosif the fact that not only can you upgrade it one level of Tuma, you can upgrade it two levels of Tuma. Again, I'm using the word upgrade loosely in quotes, that you can raise the level of Tuma when you're in the process of eliminating that Tuma. What we explained until now is the shita of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam legabei chalal harehu kecherev. It happens to be that there are other Rishonim who disagree, and there are actually two other camps or general camps of Rishonim in explaining this. The other is the Tosafot brings, as well as some of the other Rishonim, that this din of chalal harehu kecherev does not only apply to metal utensils, but applies to all utensils in general. Well then, why is the Gemara specifically speaking about cherev or metal over here? That is an example of a utensil. Example of a utensil that is not cheres, that is not earthenware. Earthenware, as we're going to see subsequently here in the Gemara, and we've learned before, cheres or kli cheres cannot become an av hatuma. So the use of halal hareku cherev is about every utensil. The statement here that it's about metal is metal as opposed to kli cheres. And therefore, their din, they think, applies not only to metal, but to all materials except for earthenware. Whereas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam think it only applies to metal. There is a third shita, the shita really of the Geonim, which is that Harev Harehu Kechalal is a unique din or a specific din in the murder weapon itself. Only the murder weapon itself gains that status. So that has a number of implications. The first implication is that it doesn't apply broadly to any utensil, but only to a murder weapon. Also, only to metal. And number two is, it only applies to the cherev that touches a chalal, the corpse itself. We just said that the cherev harehu kechalal applies even to an avatuma, and that seems to be true from our Gemara itself, based on what the Gemara says here. The Gaonim have to deal with what our Gemara says, and therefore they suggest that the case here in the Gemara where avatuma can connect it is something called chiburin. Chiburin is where, if something's attached to tumah, connected to tumah, it maintains the same level as the source tuma that it's connected to. So here you have three different approaches to cherev harehu kechalal. Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam will take that middle approach that was just talking about metal. But all metal utensils have this din, whether it's with aviavota tuma or whether with avatuma. If in a very expansive view of the Rambam and some of the Bali HaTosafot, that it's talking about any utensil except for kli cheres, except for the earthenware utensils. And it uses metal as opposed to earthenware utensils. And then you have the Geonim, which have the most narrow version of this, but maybe the closest to what the pshat is in the pasuk, which is cherev harehu kechalal, that it is a murder weapon. Only murder weapons have this din of cherev harehu kechalal. And that's true only by avota tuma. With ava tuma, you have to enter into another category of tuma, tumat chiburim, in order to have our Gemara work out. The Gemara says, "My ducha keid Rav Yehuda lukmei b'nershem latechet." What forced Rabbi Yehuda to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of a lamp that is made out of metal? Nuk mei b'ner shel cheres. Let us say that it's a lamp that's made out of earthenware. Omai hosif. So then what's the hosif now? Now we're back to square one again. Rabbi Akiva is saying the same thing as the Tanakama, or the modified Tanakama now, which is that you have a Rishon L'Tuma that is being burnt together with a Shlishi L'Tuma, and it's upgrading at one level. So Rabbi Akiva is only saying the same thing as the Tanakama. So why does he mean Mosif? Dilu Hotam, in the case of the Tanakama, we're talking about a case of Tamei and Tamei. Vilu Hocha, Pasul Vitamei. Whereas over here, in the case of Rabbi Akiva, we're talking about Pasul and Tamei. This is an important thing to know, which is the terminology of Pasul versus Tamei. The Gemara uses the word tamei and pasul, it's the Mishnah as well, uses them differently. The word pasul is used when an object is tamei, but it cannot convey tuma any longer. It's at the last rung on the ladder of tuma. Tamei is indicative of the fact that this object is now tamei, and it can still convey tuma to other objects. So whenever the Gemara talks to the word pasul, pasul means that this object is tamei, but it can no longer convey tuma within its silo, within its category of tuma, because it's reached the lowest rung on the ladder. Whereas if, say, something is tamei, that means that it still has room to pass that tuma to other objects. So over here, when we're talking about the shemen that came into contact with the tvuyom is a shlishi l'tuma. In the first case, or in the case of the Tanakama, we were talking about basar kodoshim. Within the world of Kodashim, the world of Truma, and the world of Chulin, there are different levels of Tuma. Chulin, min haTorah, ends at Sheni L'Tuma. The last level of Tuma you can have within the world of Chulin is a Sheni L'Tuma, is a second level of Tuma. Within the world of Truma, we add on an additional level of Tuma, and within Truma you can reach a level of Tuma of a Shlishi L'Tuma. Within the world of Kodashim, there's an additional level of Tuma added, and you can reach as far as a Revi'i L'Tuma with regards to Kodashim. So by Cholin, the last level is Sheni, by Truma, the last level is Shlishi, and by Kodeshim, the last level is Rivi'i. The Tanakama is speaking about Basar Kodesh. The case by the Tanakama is Kodeshim. And therefore, the object that is a Shlishi Lituma, it's not on the last rung of the ladder. It's a Shlishi Lituma, and it's Tamei. It's Tamei because it's accepted Tuma, it's Tamei, and it can convey Tuma to a Rivi'i. And now you're taking that object, and you're upgrading it from a Shlishi to a Sheni. Whereas Rabbi Akiva's case in the Mishnah is a case where you're taking Shemen Shel Truma. Shemen Shel Truma ends at Shlishi L'Tuma. That means that the Shemen that you have here is a Shemen that is a Shlishi L'Tuma, or in other words, Pasul. It's Shemen that is Pasul. Pasul means that it is Tamei, but it can no longer convey Tuma within its category. So that is, we'll call it a lighter form of Tuma. The object is Pasul, but it's not Tamei. And yet, Rabbi Akiva is saying you can still put it together with the Rishon L'Tuma, which means that you're now going to upgrade it from the level of Psul to Tamei. So whereas the Tanakama, you're taking something that's a Shlishi L'Tuma, which is both Tamei and can convey Tuma. You upgrade it to a Sheni L'Tuma, it still can do the same thing. It itself is Tamei, and it can convey Tuma. Whereas in Rabbi Akiva's case, you're taking a Shlishi L'Tuma, which now is Tamei, but it cannot convey Tuma. And now you're making it Tamei, upgrading it to a Sheni L'Tuma, which means now not only is it Tamei, but can also convey Tuma. So that is what the Mosif of Rabbi Akiva is, that you've taken something that was otherwise Pasul and made it Tamei, which is an upgrading of the level of Tuma. So Rabbi Akiva says not only can you move something that is a Shlishi up to a Sheni, but you can take something that's Pasul up to the level of Tamei. And that's what the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is. Not only are you moving from a Shlishi to a Sheni, you're also moving from something that's pasul to something that is tamei. Amar Rava. Rava said, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda said that our Mishnah is talking about a metallic lamp? And he didn't do what the Gemara just asked now and say, you know what, it was just a lamp, an earthenware lamp, and this is the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, because he was tipped off by something in the Mishnah. Matnitin kashite. There was something in the Mishnah that was difficult that caused him to say that, which is, my area, ditani. Why does the Mishnah say, Ner Shintma B'Tmei Meit? That the case in the Mishnah, how do we get the lamp to be a Rishon L'Tuma? A Rishon L'Tuma comes from coming into contact with an Ava Tuma. Well, there are numerous items that are an Ava Tuma. What's an Ava Tuma? Well, a Sheretz is an Ava Tuma. There is a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, Yoledet. They can all have that level of Ava Tuma. And as well as an individual who's come into contact with a corpse. An individual coming into contact with a corpse is also an avatuma. So you have a list of items that have this status of avatuma. Nevela, sheretz, all these other items. So then why does our Mishnah, when it wants to tell us that this lamp came into contact with an avatuma, specifically use the example of tmei meit? Nitnesh, nitma b'sheretz. Mishnah could have just as well said that this lamp came into contact with the sheretz as it did with a tmei meit. Ella. What object or what item does it make a difference whether it came into contact with a sheretz or whether it came into contact with a tamei meit? This din of halal harehu kecherev is a specific din that is relegated to tamei meit or to meit. It's only within the world of tumav meit. If you come, metal comes into contact with the sheretz, it still drops down a level. Sheretz that's an Ava Tuma makes a metal that comes into contact with it a Rishon Letuma. The only time we say that metal remains on the same level of Tuma as the object it comes in contact with is in the world of Tmei Mate. So now I understand something. What's the Mishnah? Why did the Mishnah specifically use Tmei Mate here? It uses Tmei Mate here because there is an object in which Tmei Mate makes a difference rather than using Sheretz. And what is that? Avimer Zimatechet. That's metal. So from what Rav Yehuda learned from a Mishnah is because the Mishnah specified the type of Tuma or the Ava Tuma here as being Tmei Mate is because Tmei Mate makes a difference. And where does Tmei Mate make the difference? Tmei Mate only makes a difference when it comes to metal. Because had it not been for the fact that we're talking about metal here, and that didn't make a difference, you had many other examples of Ava Tuma that you could have used. The fact that our Mishnah didn't do that, and specifically used Tmei Mate, means that it's after Tmei Mate because it makes a difference. And where does Tmei Mate make a difference? When it comes into contact with metal. So when it comes into contact with metal, it maintains the same level of Tuma rather than dropping down a level of Tuma. And that's what tipped Rav Yehuda off to the fact that our Mishnah is talking about a metallic lamp. Amar Rava. So Rava moves on and says something else about Rabbi Akiva's position, which is Shmamina Kasava Rabbi Akiva. From Rabbi Akiva, we can learn that Tumat Mashkim, the Tamei Acherim, is the Oraita. That the Tuma of liquids, in order to convey Tuma, is a Din Min HaTorah. Now, the Gemara here is entering into a difficult sugya, which we're going to deal with shortly, which is the status of liquid. Liquids, we know, can be Mekabel Tuma. Liquids can accept Tuma. The question is, Min HaTorah, are liquids able to convey Tuma? It's a machloket. Machloket, whether liquids can convey Tuma Min HaTorah, or liquids only convey Tuma Midrabanan. Min HaTorah, liquids cannot convey Tuma. Machloket. So Rava says, Rabbi Akiva must be of the opinion that liquids can convey Tuma Deoraita. Because, De'isakadatcho Dirabanan, if you think that liquids only convey Tuma Midrabanan, Michde, let us see here. Hai Ner, Mai Kamahanya, the High Shemin. What is this Ner doing in upgrading the Tuma of the Shemin? Ilif Sule Gufe. If to say that it itself is Tamei, Hapasilvikai, it's already Tamei. Meaning that we know the Shemin here came into contact with the Tvoyom, which is a Shani the Tuma made into a Shlishi the Tuma. So in terms of Psul, or in terms of the Shemin here, the Shemin's ruined because it itself already has become Tamei. Now what does it matter, or why does it matter, the level of Tuma of an object? The only reason the level of Tumah of an object matters is because it can then subsequently convey that Tumah to something else. If it's just about itself, it doesn't, something's a Shani, something's a Shlishi, something's a Rishon, it's irrelevant if you're talking about the object itself. The object itself is now Tameh. So in terms of the object itself, the level of Tumah is irrelevant. The only relevance of having the different levels of Tumah is in the ability of that object to convey Tumah forward. So now, Rabbi Akiva says it makes a difference that this Shemen is a Shlishi the Tuma versus it being a Sheni the Tuma. Or, depending on what you think the case is here, or the fact that it was a Shlishi the Tuma all the way up to a Rishon the Tuma, but the fact that it changed levels of Tuma is relevant. That's only relevant if you think the object can convey Tuma going forward. So what does that prove to you? That proves to you that the Shemen over here, which is a liquid, can convey Tuma Min HaTorah. Otherwise, there would be no relevance to the fact that you've upgraded the level of Tuma. Mimai, how do you know that's the case? Dilma L'Tamei Acherim Midrabanan. Maybe the whole problem, or what Rabbi Akiva is speaking about here, is a rabbinic problem. But she's saying that the level of Tuma, you're right, Midoraita makes no difference. But Midrabanan, everybody agrees, at least, or most agree, that liquids can convey Tuma Midrabanan. And so yes, you're right, Min HaTorah, it's irrelevant what the level of Tuma is. But Midrabanan, there is a relevance to it because it can pass on Tuma Mi Durabanan on a rabbinic level. Mar says that cannot be the explanation here, because Imi Durabanan, my Iriya Ba'ava Tuma. If you're already talking about rabbinic levels of Tuma, then it should be irrelevant that this Shemen came into contact with an Ava Tuma to make it into a Rishon the Tuma. Afilu B'Rishon V'Sheni Nami T'chila Havi. There is a Gzerat Chachamim or Takanat Chachamim, which we're going to read in 1 second in the Mishnah, which is that liquids that come into contact with any Tuma automatically become a T'chila, automatically become a Rishon the Tuma. Tetzan, we have a Mishnah. Kola poselata truma, anything that makes truma pasul. We said before that within the world of truma, you can go all the way down to a shlishi le truma. If I tell you something is pasul in truma means that's the last stop in truma. Last stop in truma is shlishi le truma. So anything that is posel truma means it's a sheni. It's a sheni le truma because it can make something pasul in truma. It can make a shlishi le truma within truma. So anything all the way down to the levy of a sheni truma, mitamei mashkim leot tchila. It automatically causes mashkim, liquids, to be elevated to a Rishon le Tuma. So anytime liquids, and this is a rabbinic institution, anytime liquids come into contact with an avatuma, with a rishon netuma, or a sheni netuma, the liquids are all, the resultant liquid is always a rishon netuma, mi derabanan. This would be, if you're talking about a rabbinic level, again, it would make no difference the fact that the shemen came into contact with an avatuma. The shemen could come into contact with the rishon netuma, sheni netuma, it would be a rishon netuma in all those cases. You could elevate the level of tuma, mi derabanan, irrespective of what it came into contact with. So therefore, why is the Mishnah giving us an example of that it came into contact with an avatuma? The only exception that is chutz mitvul yom. Exception that is a tvul yom. Tvul yom, which is a sheni letuma, midoraita, does not cause a mashke to be elevated to tila, to the level of rishon letuma, because tvul yom is a tuma midoraita. Tvul yom, which is a sheni letuma, tuma doraita, and therefore the rachamim did not have to strengthen the issues of tuma with regards to tvul yom. It's only in other cases of tuma where they wanted to strengthen the issues of tuma that they make a liquid a rishon netuma. What's the reason for this institution, the Rabbanan? Mishum de mashkim alulim lekabel tuma. Mashkim are liquids or things that very easily can become tamei. Umahi alilatam. Why are liquids different than other objects that become tamei? I mean, as opposed to ochel. What's the difference between ochel and liquids? Shemikablim tuma shelo behechsher. Because liquids can become tamei without any heksher, without any priming to become tamei. And ochel, in order to be mekabel tuma, first has to go through a process of being mukshar lekabel tuma. It has to have a liquid pass over it to wash it. We'll get to this again in the subsequent Gemara. In order to prime it or prepare it to be mekabel tuma, it has to be washed by a liquid. So it has to be mukshar lekabel tuma. Liquids do not have to undergo that process because they themselves are liquids. So they don't have to have a heksher lekabel tuma because they are inherently mukshar lekabel tuma. Since they are, from their onset, primed to become Tamei, therefore they are in the position where they are easily going to accept Tuma. Therefore, Gazru Alehem Chomer Harbei, Shiyu Kohanim Nizarim Lishomam. So they instituted, that's what Rashi says, they instituted that liquids would take on this very stringent level of Tuma to keep the Kohanim away from it. Meaning that, so the Kohanim would be more careful with liquids, they instituted that all liquids would automatically become a reach on the Tuma, to have Kohanim stay far away from liquids, because of the propensity of liquids to become Tamei, we just don't want the Kohanim near them at all. And so because of that, we elevated the status of all liquids that are Tamei to a Rishon Tuma to keep people out of that world, or to keep them away from these liquids. So from there, the Gemara says, so Rabbi Akiva here cannot be talking about Tuma Drabanan, because if he was talking about Tuma Drabanan, it would be irrelevant that the Shemen is coming into contact with an Ava Tuma, it could come into contact with any Tuma and still result in a Rishon Tuma. So what is the conclusion? What we can conclude from Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that liquids, according to Rabbi Akiva, convey tuma midoraita. And that's why it's relevant that you're burning shemen that is a shlishi l'tuma with an object that is an ava tuma that elevates it to a rishon l'tuma. Because the upgrade in tuma is relevant because it conveys tuma. Again, we said before, if it's just the ruin itself, then the level of tuma is irrelevant. The only time you have relevance of the level of tuma is if it's conveying tuma to other objects. And that means that Rabbi Akiva must believe that these liquids can convey tuma midoraita to other objects. All right, so you can tell me the answer. We just read it in the Mishnah. What's the answer from the Mishnah that we just read? There's an exception to the rule. Chutz mitvul yom. If it comes into contact with the tvul yom, you have a shlishi de tuma. That's not a tchila. Okay, that's you're asking about shvut in the Mikdash, that they're not gozer de rabanan in the Mikdash. That's a broader question, and we know from the Gemara in Erevin, Tosafot numerous times says that that is not a given principle. We don't automatically say Ein Shvut B'Mikdash. Ein Shvut B'Mikdash means that if the Rabbanan in this case felt it wasn't relevant in this situation, and wasn't a big Shvut the Rabbanan, they weren't gozer. We're going to see this upcoming in the Gemara as well, that even though certain times we say Ein Shvut B'Mikdash, other times that the Rabbanan do apply in the Mikdash, and it's not just a given principle that the Rabbanan do not apply in the Mikdash. I'm a Rabbi Meir. Midivrehem lamadnu. From their words we learned. Midivrehem deman. From whose words do we learn what? Ilema midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. If you learned it out from the Tana Kama, from Chanina Skana Kohanim, midami. What's the comparison in the case? Hotam tamei v'tamei. Hachat tahor v'tamei. In the case of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, you're talking about a piece of basar that's a rishon l'tuma, together with a piece of basar that's a shlishi l'tuma. And so it's now tamei, something that's tamei, and you're burning it together with something else that is tamei. But over here, you're talking about Shrumat Tehora and Shrumat Me'ah. How can you compare the cases? It's one thing to put things that are two objects that are Tamei together. It's another thing to put an object that's completely Tehor together with an object that's Tamei. Ela midivrei Rabbi Akiva. So then what are you going to say? It's Rabbi Akiva midami. Again, Rabbi Akiva is hotam pasul v'tamei. Over there, Rabbi Akiva, you're dealing with a shlishi the tuma, which is pasul, and you're burning it together with an object, which either is a rishon or an ava tuma, which is tamei. And hocha, in our case over here, you're talking about truma teora and truma tmeya. So how can you compare the cases? How do you say midivrehem lamadno? How can you extrapolate from what you saw from the Tanakhama Rabbi Akiva to this case over here? So in Hema Kasav Rabbi Meir, Matnitan be'ava tuma deoraita, ve'vlada tuma derabanan. What you must have to say is that our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's talking about an ava tuma that is min ha-Torah. An ava min ha-Torah makes a rishon min ha-Torah. But the vlada tuma, the case of vlada tuma according to the Tanakhama, which we reinterpret to mean vlada tuma is sheni the tuma, but it is only mi derabanan. Basar is only tamei, not min ha-Torah, tamei mi derabanan. So what does that mean? If something's only tamei mi derabanan, it means mi deoraita tohor ma'alya. The min ha-Torah, this object, if you looked at it from the eyes of the Torah, this object is completely tahor. So therefore, what do you have in our Mishnah? You have a Mishnah case where it's saying you take something that became tamei min ha-Torah, it's a rishon l'tuma min ha-Torah, and you're putting it together with something that's a shlishi l'tuma, only mi derabanan. Min ha-Torah, it's completely tahor. So if I look at it from the eyes of the Torah, you're putting together something that's tamei with something that is tahor. And so he says, midivrehem lamadu. From that, I can learn, or I can extrapolate to truma. So Umar says, umay midivrehem. What is midivrehem? Midivrei Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. And therefore, midivrehem over here would mean from the words of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, that he's willing to extrapolate from Chanina Skana Kohanim, because according to Rabbi Meir, at least, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is talking about tuma de oraita, combining with tuma de rabanan, which is really the equivalent of something that is tamei mi de oraita, combining with something that's tahor mi de oraita. That's exactly what Rabbi Meir is speaking about. He's talking about Trumat Me'a and Trumat Tohora. That's Tahor Midoraita and Tamei Midoraita. So I can learn from Chanina Skana Kohanim. When it comes to a Tohor level, I don't worry about putting Tahor and Tamei together. And that's what I'm going to learn out of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll have more to say about this, but it's a good place to stop.